Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. That's in downtown Laguna. For more information, you can call 949-415-6718. You can go on our Facebook page, Om Laguna Beach, and like our page and be able to track everything that's going on at the studio. Or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. Well, I've been reading this book that I've been sharing with you called The Buddha Walks Into a Bar by Lodro Rinzler. And today I'm going to kind of encapsulate what a few of the chapters are about and share with you what he talks about, Lodro Rinzler, when he talks about your purpose for meditation. And for most of us, we come to meditation because we really need to minimize the stress that we're carrying around in our lives. And we need that escape or that sort of retreat. And in the beginning, when we start to meditate, we really are able to achieve a way of blocking everything out, going inside, and really concentrating on the breath and learning to let the thoughts go. Let the stress go. But eventually what we start to see is how our meditation practice starts to affect the other places in our lives, the people in our lives, and the other situations. So the big idea in Lodro Rinzler's book is how we come to meditate for others as much as for ourselves. And it starts out by talking about attending to the details of your life. Looking at your job, your home. First, we can look at what do we do in our so-called 9-to-5 day. Maybe your hours aren't exactly 9-to-5, but you know what I mean. Your ordinary operating hours of your day and beginning to take a look at the details. Your home, the food that you eat, the relationships that you have, the clothes that you wear, how you deal with your health. And once we start to become mindful and aware of all of these parts of life, and it becomes important to us to be able to find balance in each aspect of life, we start to carry our meditation practice into our ordinary day-to-day lives. And this is where we really begin to impact others through our own personal act of meditation and de-stressing. So we might take our money, for example, and look at our relationship to money. How much stress do we have about it? What are our different perspectives on money? Is it that we never have enough? Or are we able to be happy and grateful with what we have? And then be able to sit with that in our meditation and even be able to sit with our fears or worries about it. And as we become more compassionate, more patient, and more understanding with our situation as it is, we can actually start to access more creativity about what to do with it. And the same goes for our body and our health. If we're able to sit in our meditation and really notice how our body's feeling, are we tired? Does our back hurt? Are our feet falling asleep? Does our mind wander? Are we distracted by noises? And really to allow ourselves to be completely present without any judgment around what we're feeling and breathe through it, we cultivate more of a patience, more of an understanding, more of an acceptance about where we are in the moment. And again, it allows us to move in a more conscious way and make more conscious decisions about what we'd like to do. But the idea is when we're meditating, because we're trying to balance out the stress that's in our minds and in our daily experiences, we're going to want to balance everything from eating, sleeping, exercising, and even meditating. And that's how we start to bring meditation into our lives, is to rather than try to get rid of all the stuff that we're feeling or worrying about, is to learn how to be present with it during our meditation practice, to devote a little bit of time every day to honor ourselves exactly as we are. And what Lodro Rinzler says in his book is that means that every occasion becomes sacred. Every moment becomes the occasion. And that if we can treat the moments of our lives as if they are sacred, whether good or bad, then we become more patient, more compassionate, more accepting, more open. And that's how we begin to affect society at large. A lot of traditional Buddhist paths are about using your meditation and your mindfulness and your contemplation practice to affect the world in a positive way, to start to bring the peace that you find to others. And Lodro Rinzler, in his book, The Buddha Walks Into a Bar, talks about it as a society based on an open heart. And what we can do when we're learning a basic meditation practice is to notice how our thoughts make us feel either shut down or a closed heart, or whether or not it softens our heart, whatever we're thinking about, and whether we can open the heart and become more vulnerable to ourselves, more vulnerable to the way we feel. And as we become more vulnerable, more open, more kind and gentle with ourselves, it makes it easier to do that with others. One of the things I really love in this section of the book about practicing with an open heart and an open heart society is a contemplation practice for relating with difficult people. And I particularly like this one because a lot of times when we're meditating or sitting quietly, however you want to look at it, a lot of thoughts come pouring in about the troubles that we're having, about difficult relationships or difficult situations that we're having, or maybe even one person in particular that you're having some difficulty with. So what Lodro Rinzler talks about in this book is to take a meditation posture, to settle in and do your skills and techniques that I'll take you through as I guide you today, and then to allow yourself to let the image of that difficult person, that difficult situation, come to mind. And as you do, and you start to think about all the things that are wrong with that person or wrong with that situation, you add the words, "just like me," to the end of each thought. So here's an example of what I'm talking about. Let's say there's this guy named Brett, and he's at work, and he's always lashing out at people, always losing his temper, always yelling, and seems a little bit out of control. And so we sit there, and we start thinking about Brett, and we think to ourselves, well, Brett sometimes lashes out for no reason, just like me. Or he tries to promote his ideas so he can get ahead, just like me. And as you stay with that scenario you originally began contemplating about Brett, after a little while of exploring some of these seemingly negative things that you and Brett have in common, you find yourself moving on to more compassion, more openness, because you're catching yourself as being just like Brett. And in the end, you may even come up with the fact that he's trying to be happy, just like me. This is how, in the traditional Buddhist path, we take the narrow path of trying to find peace for ourselves and offering that peace to others. And it starts to transform our relationships, soften and open our hearts, and create a better world, I think is really what he's trying to talk about here. So it's a great practice to try if you're really feeling plagued by a particularly difficult person in your life, is to let yourself think about that person, let yourself have those negative thoughts, but add the words, just like me, to the end of each criticism, to the end of each judgment that you might have, and notice whether or not that brings you to an understanding that those people, just like you, are just trying to find peace or just trying to find happiness. So let's go ahead and get comfortable and begin our practice. Find a comfortable position. Allow your back to be supported. You can either sit on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed or sit in a chair, whatever is the most comfortable for your body. What we're really trying to do is become aware of how we feel in the moment, and we don't want to start off being uncomfortable and out of alignment. Imagine that there's a string holding the top of your head, lengthening your spine, right out the top, and let your tailbone drop towards the earth below. Lower your chin slightly and let your back relax into whatever supporting it. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose and blow out very, very slowly through your mouth 3 times. Inhaling deeply and exhaling very, very slowly, which is sending a signal to your brain that you're going inside, softening and slowing down. Now turn your attention to your breath going in and out of your nose, noticing the temperature of the air as it flows in, and how warm and moist it is coming back out from the body. Noticing whether your breath is shallow or deep, fast or slow. Stepping into the role of witness or observer of how you feel in this very moment, and letting the thoughts start to recede into the background so they only get about 10% of your attention. Imagine that you can move your breath and your attention and awareness down into the soles of your feet, into your ankles, your shins, and your calves, up into your knees and thighs, feeling the weight of your legs and letting them be heavy. Bring your awareness and attention into your hip bones and your low back, your low belly, and soften from the inside out, feeling your ribs and the sides of your body and your middle back, your diaphragm expanding and contracting, really connected to your internal experience of your body. Feel the chest rise and expand and fill with breath, making space under your arms and letting your shoulder blades slide down your back as your heart rises and softens in your chest. Letting your collarbones spread wide and your shoulders drop to your elbows, elbows sliding to the wrists and fingertips, and letting the hands be soft and heavy. Again, extending through the crown, lowering the chin a little, softening your jaw, your teeth, your face, your scalp, your hair. Fully present and aware of the body. And you can check in with any parts of the body, any sensations you like, to return from your wandering mind anytime. If the mind wanders to just random thoughts, nothing necessarily stress-producing, you just simply label it thinking. And come back and note the inhale and the exhale with your mind and how it feels in the body. Coming back to center and connecting to what is in the present moment. And if you notice that your mind wanders to a particular situation or person, something that's really been bothering you, rather than shoving it away and creating more tension, more resistance, allow yourself the thoughts of that person or that situation and add, "just like me," at the end of that thought. And then go back to the inhale and the exhale, allowing yourself to loosen your grip a little bit. And that's the journey of our meditation today. Being present, breathing, noticing the body, labeling the thoughts, or creating more compassion for remembering how somebody is just like you and you are just like them. Continuing on your own for a little bit with music in the background, and I'll check back in with you in a few minutes. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Staying connected to the body and the breath. Making internal adjustments, lengthening the spine. And staying very, very close with your awareness to your inhale and your exhale. Opening and softening the heart. Notice what you're thinking about. Where did your mind go? Are you thinking about a particularly difficult situation or a person? Allow yourself to connect with how you're just like that, how similar you are. And then go back to the inhale and the exhale, remembering what's truly here in this present moment is simple, ordinary, and enough. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling. Notice your state of mind. Letting it be exactly as it is. Honoring the fact that you can let this present moment be enough, be sacred. Bring the breath into the base of your spine, inhaling up the back, exhaling down the front of the spine. And again, inhaling up the back, exhaling down the front, circling the spine with breath, the nervous system, the memory inside the body. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. If you're on Facebook, you can go to Om Laguna Beach, the Facebook page, and like our page and keep up with all the things going on, or call the studio 949-415-6718 for more information. This week, as you go along your way, remember how much people are like you rather than different than you. Remember to breathe and let yourself be. Thank you for listening. Wishing you peace along your way.